Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So what he says about the quarterbacks, I still got to hold somebody accountable and say, hey, guys, you got to try to win. Name of the game is winning. And it's not about, honestly, it's not even about like a witch hunt of Kevin Stefanski or even Andrew Berry. And, well, what were you responsible for and what were you not? It's like, hey, you know, you guys, if you go out and win some games, it's indefensible to fire you. You understand that, right? Like if you go out and you win three games, they can say anything they want. Hey, you won three games last year, won three games this year. Yeah, but we were on this plan. I don't care if we were on this plan. Right. Fans are upset. You're gone. Goodbye.
It's a results
thing.
But
if you go out and you win nine games this year when everybody thinks you're not going to win nine games or even seven games or even five games for a lot of people, you make it indefensible to fire you. I don't understand why the objective isn't always winning.
What's that number? What is that number this year for it to be indefensible?
I said seven. Yeah, if you go from three wins to seven wins, you got a third round rookie, you got a fifth round rookie, and I guess I have to put the rounds on them right now. But you have two rookies that were not day one rookies. Those guys will eventually play. When, I'm not sure. Ain't gonna be week one. As of right now, Dylan's gonna play before the other one. That's they don't blame me. That's the Browns guys.
He has a name, Shador.
Well, sorry. Every time I go from one to the other, and I go Shador and the other one, or Dylan. I do the same thing with my kids, guys. I got three kids. I do the same thing with them. I'll do the same thing with the quarterbacks. I got the old one. I got the this one with small hands or whatever. I got the one that's not the tallest, and that's Jonah. And then I got Shador. There you go. What? What are you looking at me like that in there for?
Seeing how far you're going to dig this hole.
Not a hole. Joe Flacco's too old to be my son. He's older than me. Kenny Pickett is old enough to be my younger brother. We're getting to the point now. Shador and Dylan are young enough to be my sons.
Getting close.
38.
Shador's 23.
23?
Right.
38. 15 years old and is old enough to father a child. I don't know if it's old enough to be a daddy, but that's a totally different conversation for Camaro tonight today at 1 on Fox 8. For Shador, okay, for these two rookies, where was I going with this? So you got me going on a totally different direction. What the hell did you get me going on with this?
You got yourself going there.
If you make it always about winning, and you can win seven games, then I can defend everything. I can defend, because if you win seven games, guys, Andrew Berry's draft picks had to play well. DeJuan Jones had to play well over at left tackle as a fourth-round pick, and that means you got a hell of an athlete because he was a pretty good right tackle, and hell, he was a... apparently overweight over at right tackle. And he's been fantastic in camp so far over at left tackle. And everybody knows I love that young man. Your Quinshon Judkins will have had to run well. Harold Fannin Jr., because let's be honest, David is a physical specimen, but David is often hurt and doesn't really finish seasons at 17 games. Harold Fannin Jr. will have had to step up. My Mason Graham, who's our number one first-round pick, number five overall, who we never talk about, he will have had to help out defensively, and you're going to have those picks. He's been around for 6 years. That means that his picks will have had to played well. For Kevin, we're going to go back to his system. It's going to be more ball control oriented. It's going to be more 12 personnel oriented. That means they will have to have an efficient offense. All right, so those things are there. I can make a defense of you. You win three games. The only thing I can say is, well, you know, we want to have some consistency there. And people will call in and go, Ken, consistently bad. When it comes to the other guy, I groan because if he plays this year.
I can't do it.
And Shador ain't the other guy. And Dylan and Joe and Kenny ain't the other guy.
Who's
in this
the other
scenario.
Guy? Who's the other guy,
you
Ken?
Know who the other guy
who's
is.
Who's the other guy?
You know who the other guy is. You know damn well who the other guy is.
I do.
If that guy comes in, the season's already gone.
Yes.
The season's already gone. There's a contract there. They can't deny him coming in. He can't badmouth them. We'll see what they do. I don't groan because of him. The season will already be done.
If he is playing football, I'm not watching. I am not watching him play football.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's why I groan.
I am not watching
That's
him
why
play
I
football.
Groan. Guys, not to argue it. About to argue about Shedeur Sanders and whether or not his dad's there or his dad's not there, it's more fun. It's more exciting. I want to see what he can do. I want to see if this guy can really rip it.
Me too.
I want to see if Dylan Gabriel at 5'10 can really rip it, which I know you guys are saying I'm being generous with the 5'10. I want to see. I'm excited about those guys. Okay, maybe Kenny Pickett and his aunt can prove me wrong.
I doubt it.
Maybe they can do it. Deontay Johnson says he throws a good ball. He says he can spin it.
Only when it's warm out.
I want to talk about those guys. I know what happens when they play Deshaun Watson. You guys go click, and that's it. That's it.
I'm not watching Deshaun Watson play football,
we're
man.
Trying to
I'm
move.
Done. I'm done with that.
There you go.
I've seen enough
this
of that.
This is a guy who covers basketball
primarily. I know what
primarily.
It is. I know what that is. I'm not spending 3 hours in a Sunday watching Deshaun Watson play football
so
ever again.
That's why I groan. If they play him, the season's done. I'll just watch what happens and see what happens. I don't think much is going to happen of it, and that's the way it's going to go, and that's the way it would end. But when it comes to you guys on there, it's like, oh, my God. You just go back to the doldrums of what they were. And you have an organization that, while I'm not clear about what their goals are this year, they're clearly trying to move forward into a brighter phase of what they could possibly be. When you have the two first-round picks, when you do have two young rookies who they each have their little peccadillos, they each have their high sides as well, their upsides as well. When you have Myles Garrett now signed for the next couple of or next 5 years, when you have some of the young guys, you're trying to move forward. We're talking about new stadiums and things like that. We are trying to move forward in a brighter direction where the sun is shining, and you don't want to move backwards.
Mm-mm.
And the fans, they will just think of this as more the same that they've been dealing with for 3 years, and they ain't going to like it, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want them to have to deal with it. And so, yeah, man, if he's healthy, he's more than has the right to claim that he's healthy to go, and we'll see if they put him out there.
He can claim that he's healthy all they want. They don't have to play him.
I think
Watson playing for the Browns this year would be more of a fireable offense for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry than any win total could be.
I don't think they can say that.
No, they can't, but I can.
You can. You could always make the decision if you have another quarterback on the roster, that guy is more ready to play.
Yes, and that's what the decision always should be. I don't care who the other quarterback is, but I know it can't be that guy. I know it can't.
Jim Correo. Twitter reactions brought to you by Shive and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Jim is a guy who's tweeted us for years, and I've always said, like, everything's fine, because he says everything's fine. Overreaction. You guys overreact. Jim says, I think the Florio comments sting you, Ken, because you know that they're true. You repeatedly say you don't trust the people making the picks, so you don't trust them to make the smart decisions. The truth hurts, man. Someday the cycle will be broken. Maybe. Yeah, fair enough.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
You really ain't gonna watch the Browns if he plays again?
If they are on red zone, when the other team's in the red zone, because the Browns ain't getting in the red zone with him, I'll have the red zone channel on.
That's irresponsible of you as a host. Actually, no, it might be more entertaining if Danny comes in here on a cold, near winter morning and goes, I didn't watch.
Yeah.
I won't watch. That'd be some wild stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd be yelling at you.
That'd be better than arguing about him.
I'd be saying you didn't do your job. You look at that.
Do I get paid to watch Deshaun Watson play football?
No, you get paid to talk to me.
Yeah.
But, in your defense, not well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.